This one is Ramiro, R-A-M-I-R-O. Last name is S-A-N-T-I-V-A-N-E-Z. 6-7-1942. 83-year-old woman, a gentleman currently in hospice with senile degeneration of the brain, with history of hemodialysis, hypertension, as well as hypotension now on mitridine, gouty arthritis, hyperlipidemia, anemia, and volume overload, period. You've heard that? Patient is quite confused. At times has bowel and bladder incontinence. He also has a history of tremors, period. High risk of fall. He requires transfer to dialysis center, period. His wife is voicing the fact that they do not want him to be on hospice. They're confused that that would keep him from receiving hemodialysis. I explained to him that the purpose of this visit is face-to-face evaluation, and my findings are going to be sent to the medical director at hospice, and subsequent, the place was called to the owner and the office, and have asked for social worker to be sent to patient's residence regarding his wishes not to proceed with hospice at this time, and his confusion regarding hospice and hemodialysis, continuation of hemodialysis, period. This is my first time visiting this person today. His wife tells me that at times he refuses his medication. His KPS score is at 40% per calculation. He has had increased confusion as well as tremors. He's eating little, has had some weight loss for his wife. Overall prognosis remains poor. The continuation of hospice will be determined by his wife and the social worker and the visit from the company. I had no longer in the determination of his, I have not had any input regarding his eligibility for hospice in the past. And the findings of today's, and today's findings will be communicated with the medical director. Put in there somewhere he was his restaurant director and restaurant worker, and he's never been a heavy smoker or drinker per his wife and his daughter. Thank you. He dialyzes, by the way, from his left arm with a positive graft present. Thank you.